Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sean Hillegas. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Boston reaches second base with a double. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Leonard who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Boston scores. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hill out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball towards left. Boston catches it and throws towards third. They've got Yount trapped. Lyons relays over to Hill, who tags Yount for the double play. Leonard tags and scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz juggles the ball. That's an error on Diaz. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Hill applying the tag. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with August covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Darrell Hamilton pinch runs for Joey Meyer. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Hamilton moves to third. It's 4-1, Brewers. Barry Jones now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hamilton tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Brock, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leonard strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gallagher moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with August covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Deere hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Darrell Hamilton. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young hits a line drive towards first. Diaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Brock steals second. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Juan Neves now pitching. Russ Moorman pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moorman strikes out. One out. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.